Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the shores of Malibu where the waves are pumping, to the Great Wall of China and back to the streets of Salt Lake City, Utah, where the UFC is coming. We are live. This is It's Time Radio, the show where we talk about what you think about, but may be afraid to voice. Do not worry. We will voice it for you. We talk about everything on It's Time. No holds barred radio, folks. Politics, film, sex, drugs, rock and roll, TV, and of course, our beloved UFC. And here I am with my co-host, TJ DeSantis. TJ. Another week gone by, another week of life. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Buff?
I'm good. I've been busy, 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 as you've been busy, 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 as everybody out there is busy, 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 trying to maintain our lives as we see it fit, but it's been a busy week.
Yeah, it looks like you're doing filming for something or other.
Yeah, there's a very large company. It's the largest mortgage company in Canada. It's called, I'm not supposed to say what they're called.
Okay, well, don't say what they're called yet.
It's okay. It's Dominion Lenders. Okay, they're a big company. So I'm doing a series of TV commercials for them.
Oh, cool.
And it's pretty cool, very funny. You know me, I love being self-deprecated, making fun about myself, and
right,
there's humor in each commercial. And I'm working with a great crew. This man I work with, Garrett Marciano, he's actually the one that produced and filmed the Blue Chew commercials that I did. And you remember how funny those were, right?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I thought they were funny.
They were funny.
They were funny. So he's keeping me busy. After the show, I got to head out to Burbank. Going to shoot into the evening, and then tomorrow leave for Salt Lake City for the big UFC. And
that's great.
A big UFC.
Yeah, no. Usman fighting. We're getting now to that sort of territory where, I mean, people have been entertaining the idea that he's the greatest of all time when it comes to welterweight for a while. I don't think he's quite there yet, but every time he fights now, you're taking more and more notice, because I think, you know, he's one step closer to maybe laying claim to that throne. I don't know if we're there yet. I don't know necessarily what he has to do, but maybe it's just because George St. Pierre was so great to me, Bruce, that I have a hard time seeing Usman surpass him, but, he's doing everything right thus far.
I was just about to say, we're talking about GSP. So, you know, that takes, you take GSP's crown. If you want to say that he is the greatest of all time, I sometimes have a hard time saying who's the GOAT. Because I believe there's a lot of goats,
you right?
Know? Yeah, a field of goats.
Right. I mean, you know, there can be a pasture of goats, right? It doesn't have to just be one.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. With respect to all these great fighters that have stepped into the octagon and put their blood, sweat, and tears on the octagon floor, you know, we got to give them all credit. But Usman is amazing. As far as this rumor and this about him moving up to light heavyweight, right?
Middleweight,
185. But then somebody mentioned light heavyweight, and I'm like, please calm down. Okay,
let's move up one division
at
a time.
Let's move up one division at a time and see what's happening. But they always say that to a certain extent about the, you know, the goats of this world, from John Jones to GSP to Habib to you name it.
Right.
And again, there we go. I just laid out three goats, right?
Right.
Yeah. Field of goats.
Right.
Field of
dreams, but I mean, generally there should be one goat of every division, you would think, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, there should be, but you know what? Time will tell. Time will tell.
I agree.
So getting onto this card this weekend, we've got Usman and Leon Edwards in the main event. Two fighters that I think have both won the last eight of their fights. You know, they're both undefeated in the octagon, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what's interesting is these guys have actually fought before. And it was Edwards' last fight that he lost. And he's been flawless since then. And obviously Usman's been perfect. Not a lot of people even remember that first go around. So it's going to be interesting to see what they look like this time around. Who's evolved more? I think Usman's a much different fighter than he was previously on the feet. Does he want to utilize that? We'll find out.
No question. And Paulo Costa's back against Luke Rockhold, who's back.
Yeah.
Very interesting fight. I think Paulo is a -180 favorite in this fight. He looks great. I've been watching him on Instagram. You know, he's kept his weight down. It's like not a big cut the last couple of days. I mean, he looks fantastic. Luke Rockhold, of course, looks fantastic. And I think this is not a battle for the co-main event of the middleweight division. it's probably a battle for who's the best looking fighter in the UFC. It's like Joe Rogan said, Paulo Costa is God's gift to women around the world as far as being the most handsome man in the world. And I think we used to say that about Luke Rockhold.
I mean, Luke Rockhold, I think, was a model too, right? So
yeah, you know, yeah.
He's got credentials.
He's got credentials. You know, his career expands a long period of time. I think it's over 12 years, you know, between Strikeforce and where he's gotten here. He's very focused, very determined, been watching his interviews. So I'm excited. This fight, I can't wait to see. But then right before, you got Jose Aldo and Divisili, and it's like, wow, you know. And if Aldo wins this fight, I guess he is due for a championship shot again, do you think?
I don't know, Bruce. It's hard.
It's a rough division.
I mean, things have changed, you know what I mean? So you have a different champion there atop the division. I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Aljamain Sterling. We got to see what happens, though. Like, he was just beat so soundly in his last title fight. And I know he's the guy that just refuses to go away, right? You know, like, yep. He's pulled off wins that people don't expect him to pull off. And, you know, you want to talk about one of the GOATs? He's one of the GOATs, pound for pound, truly one of the GOATs. You know, maybe in the latter part of his career, it's gone to hurt him there a little bit, but I don't know. Like, I like seeing Aldo fight. It's hard not to smile when he gets his hand raised. I think beating Rob is going to be very tough for him. But if he wins, and depending on what sort of, you know, style he does it in, then yeah, maybe we're talking about him fighting for a belt again.
We'll see. As always, the UFC provides never-ending entertainment. You know, there has not been a bad card since I can remember. I'm pretty excited about this. You know, it's funny, not funny, but I always look at the price they're charging for tickets. You know, We go to Phoenix, Arizona, and I think the top price ticket was around $300, give or take. $500 in Salt Lake City.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. That's like LA prices, you know, to a certain extent.
Yeah, no. By the way, I love Salt Lake City. Beautiful city. An amazing city.
Let me tell you, the last time I was there is very historical, not just for me, but in sports. I was there for the flu game with Michael Jordan.
Really?
Right? Yep. And I have a picture of Michael Jordan leaning. I was in the back because I had Michael, you know, as his manager. I went with Michael and had him open up the game for the NBA playoffs against the Utah Jazz. And, you know, we're on the floor the whole bit. I got a picture of Jordan leaning against the wall before the game. Didn't understand why. He goes out and scores, I think, something in the area of 7 points in the first half, which is unheard of for him because he's such a scorer. They're down. He goes in the locker room, comes out, scores over 40 points, and they win the NBA championship. It was one of the greatest single man performances on a team that I have ever seen in my life. And get this, TJ, I got a ticket for the game signed by Michael Jordan, and I didn't keep it. I gave it to my brother. That's fine.
Well, did you get the flu?
No, I didn't. When they were on the floor, they're all like warming up and stuff like that. But can you imagine that? The signed ticket to the flu game by Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's definitely a collectible. Oh, so that night after that, Michael and I went to dinner with, and it was the night I met him and we became friends, Charles Barkley.
Oh, was it terrible?
It was terrible. The food was great. And Dr. J, Julius Erving.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Fun evening. Very memorable trip for me.
That's awesome.
You know, I look back at my career and things that I've done. You know, it's like I said, I'll always be the first one to cash the paycheck at the bank on a Monday. But these memories go far beyond.
They're priceless.
They're priceless. All right. Speaking about prices, we got to talk about some serious stuff here.
All right.
This whole thing, what's going on in the world with global warming issues, TJ, it's becoming almost biblical. You know what I mean by that?
What's up?
It's just the things that are happening. You know, the California Oak Fire destroying, 18,000 acres near Yosemite, Los Angeles. We just got warned that in the next 10 to 40 years, we are expecting, and again, this is all predicted, devastating flood warnings, right?
Right.
You look at Lake Mead over in Nevada.
Oh, it's bad.
It's receding. It's so bad. 28. It's bad. You know, between the dead bodies they're finding and everything. And let's face it, it's probably a dumping ground for you know who or God knows what. But they're already now anticipating, or they've told the state of Arizona, which this is where the water comes from. They're looking at a very large percentage less of water they have to prepare for. And I told you on the show a couple weeks ago, there's one city in Arizona. Pardon me if I forget the name of it. But they were told they had 50 days of fresh water left.
Yeah, okay. And that's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
It's like a month and a half.
California now the governor's introduced an $8 billion plan to preserve the fact that our state has a diminishing water supply.
Right.
We could lose 10% of our water supply in the next two decades. You might say, well, 10%, that's not that much. No, 10% is a lot.
Yeah, when you have millions of people.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about, with this extreme heat belt that's hitting over 100 million Americans in the next 30 years, it's just we have so much horrific heat and situation to look forward to. You know that American farmers now are killing their own crops, selling their cows and animals,
yep,
because of the extreme drought. Like, for instance, in Nevada, the I think it was alfalfa, they said they're like, you know, shutting down or closing down alfalfa farms because of the water they need, if I'm correct in this. But can you imagine that? You're a farmer, you've got to kill your crops, you've got to sell your animals. It basically means you're putting yourself out of business.
Right. I mean, that is the more logical economic sense to be made of those two situations for these farmers. And that's just weird. It's like, continue being a farmer or basically try to cash out. And when cashing out is the more logical option, it's insane.
Well, this is another thing where it points to the fact, you know, that with the population growing at the rate that it's growing, the ability for us to have sustainable food, right? Well, if the farms are closing down, then we're losing our vast amounts of sustainable food. And this is why the Beyond Meats of this world and stuff that are producing food, you know, vegetarian burgers and stuff like that, they're probably becoming more important than ever. The question is, will they have enough supplies to create a supply, right?
It's a great question.
I don't know. I mean, I hope everything's fine. This is also negative for the future. It's just crazy. And I don't think we're going to see this in our generation, but the next generation, your son's generation, there's going to be some stuff going on, TJ.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully we can figure it out. I hope there's people smarter than us that, you know, can come at it with a more optimistic mindset and have some solutions, because right now there doesn't seem to be any.
No, but we'll see. We'll see. So everybody do your part. And of course, as these things happen, I mean, right now where I live, we can't water our lawns more than twice a week. And depending on the name of your street or where you live, it's either an even day, 2 days a week, or an odd day, 2 days
right.
a week. For me, it's Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah, for me, it's Sundays and Wednesdays.
Yeah. Have you noticed any difference in your, whatever you call it, your greenery, your vegetation around your house?
Yeah, it's not as green as it should be, but, you know, whatever. It's just, optical thing. You know what I mean? The grass is still alive. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Something to play on, that's for sure. Yeah. Hey, we're getting back to the UFC. Dominic Cruz, you know, came out against Chito Vera last week in the main event. I did not announce it. I did not see it. I saw the highlights. Dominic went down, what, 3-4 times before he was knocked out?
Yeah, but he looked good. That's what's
I heard
weird about
good.
It. He looked to be fine, but he was getting dropped. I mean, he got dropped by a jab at one point. He was getting tagged and it was dropping him, but he was competitive throughout.
Well, then we'll see Dominic back unless he decides that that's the last of his fights.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Was he winning the fight during the fight?
I thought he was. Yeah. I mean, despite being dropped, I thought that he had done enough to win the rounds that he was even dropped in. But
really, because that creates a 10-8 round when he's dropped. He was doing
in boxing, not in MMA.
I forgot about that. Pardon me. I still get mixed up on that.
It's all right.
But he overcame the drops to still be winning the fight.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Wow. Okay.
Because right. he wasn't almost put out, Bruce. He was just dropped. You know what I mean? In MMA, you're allowed to get back up and continue. And, you know, just being dropped one time isn't because he wasn't even flash KO'd. He was just dropped. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Okay. Well, good for Dom and bad for Trump with all this stuff going on. You see all this thing going on here?
Oh, yeah. How can you get away from it, Bruce?
Well, you know, it's notorious when the FBI raids you. They have a reason, right?
Yeah.
And usually an indictment's handed down, and this has been said by more than just myself, by, you know, politicians that know, usually an indictment's handed down in 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
Of some sort. And now you got Giuliani, you know, his attorney, who is there testifying in Atlanta. You've got other people that he's worked with that are pleading guilty left and right. We'll see where this goes. I'm not trying to create a Trump political conversation here. I'm just reporting the news.
Right.
But
yeah.
There's never been a president, ex or current, that has ever had a search warrant served upon them by the FBI in the history of the United States.
Wild times.
Wild times. Now, what is scary about this, if you want to call it that, is just like what occurred on January 6th, of which people were rightfully being convicted and being sent to jail for their roles in the January 6th, you know, attack on the White House,
right,
and in Washington, is that because these people are still, you know, his followers are still as loyal as they are, if anything comes of this, and again, I've never seen civil unrest ever in this country as bad as what's happened since his presidency, right, as mm-hmm. witnessed, what's going to happen? How are they going to react? What are we going to deal with, right? Because we're dealing with a divided country to a large extent in many ways, shapes, and forms since his presidency and during his presidency. That's what bothers me, TJ.
I don't know, Bruce. It's something that we've never really been able to figure out because we've never experienced it before. You know what I mean?
Never experienced it before, but you get a small example of the fact that the day he was raided or the day after, or you know, the search warrant was served, that man walked into the Cincinnati, Ohio FBI office, shot off a nail gun, carrying an AR-15, led on a search, firing from his car, having a standoff, and they took him out. And he is also found out to be one of the people that was involved in the assault on January 6th, which meant that he was one of those followers.
I know, Bruce. It's
that's you it's get
alarming.
Where I'm going.
It's alarming. And I hope that nothing bad happens, but it's alarming.
Let's just leave it at that. I hope not either. But you know what? If something is wrong here and it comes down, we'll see what happens.
If anyone's looking for a podcast, there's a phenomenal podcast about the January 6th incident called Will Be Wild. It's from a company called Wondery. I've been listening to it. It's really, really interesting. I strongly suggest people check it out. It kind of gives you a more behind the scenes look at what government officials were doing besides the president on January 6th.
You know what? I'm going to make a note of that. I want to watch that. As a matter of fact, I've got to leave. I got to go to Burbank for this filming today. I'll have an hour in the car.
So there you go.
Give me the name of that podcast again.
Will Be Wild.
Will Be Wild. Okay, I'll check it out.
I'll send you a link.
All right. Speaking about Will Be Wild, you know, the NFL season starting. I am going to be supporting the Raiders. I was going to do the exhibition games, but they decided to hold me off till the home opener on September 18th, which will be a big, big, big game. So I'll be there for that. But then you read in the NFL, the Cleveland Browns, you know, quarterback Deshaun Watson, who's been under investigation by these 24 women that reported sexual misconduct by him.
Right. Yep.
So he's now been fined $5 million and he's suspended for 11 games without pay and fined $5 million. That's crazy. But you know what? Again, you play, you pay, right? If that's the case. So I'm not going to say anything. I'm just reporting the news here. But you know, these are serious, serious accusations going on. So now in the other world of sports, I feel really bad about this, TJ. Did you read about this Little League World Series player who fell out of his bunk bed and he's in critical condition in
no.
the hospital?
No.
Falling out of his bunk bed.
Oh my God. No.
Yeah. I mean, I know things happen every day, but there's something about this that just, it's horrible. Think about
I can't tell you how many times I've fallen out of my bunk bed.
I had bunk beds too, and I fell a couple times too. But you know what? Listen, you can fall 3 feet and hit your head wrong, and God knows what can happen.
Of course, right.
You know, I just want to send my best wishes out to this young boy. He's a 12-year-old boy. Can you imagine how, between his family, can you imagine how happy this, he looks so happy in this picture, how happy this young boy is to have made the world, the Little League World Series. Yeah. That's a big deal.
It is.
You know, with dreams of becoming a professional baseball player, maybe as he gets older.
Right.
He, you know, his favorite Major League Baseball player sent him a, you know, a video message. He's under sedation. Let's just send out our best feelings and you know, prayers to this kid and hope he gets out of this.
Seriously,
and,
you know,
out of it 100%. Now, otherwise in sports too, Wayne Gretzky, you know, his name keeps coming back in the news, but for the wrong reasons. He's being sued for $10 million. Okay.
What happened?
He represented a weight loss gum. You know how you drop weight by losing whatever.
Sure.
So an individual now is suing. This is where you got to be careful. Even in my position, when you represent a product, you have to have in your contract, right, that you're
a spokesperson.
You're a spokesperson, but that you're not liable for any.
Right. Lawsuit. The company's not yours. You're not making claims.
Exactly. Well, that's where you got to be careful in the claims that you are making. Right. But this guy, the man is suing the hockey legend, claiming that Wayne Gretzky said he lost weight over taking by chewing this gum. So now the guy's basically suing him for $10 million because anybody can sue anybody in civil court for anything.
Right. Yeah.
So the plaintiff, the guy is Stephen Sparks. He said he created a natural gum to manage weight and called it OMG gum. And then he was hired by, you know, Wayne Gretzky's wife to be a spokesperson for the pro. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. So Wayne's back in the news for the wrong reasons.
Oh, my gum.
I think the last time I read about, I think the last time I read about Wayne being in the thing was when his wife was involved in all that gambling situation. Do you remember that?
Vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, where she liked to gamble. So, okay.
Like you do.
Well, yeah, but within reason.
Charles Barkley likes to gamble.
Yeah, he gambles. I don't know where he gets all that money, but he gambles. I know where he gets all that money, but Charles, watch out. I've been with Charles, okay? I've been with him at the roulette table.
Yeah.
Where he's betting seven numbers at 13,000 a number. Oh, I watched him win $500,000 on his birthday. It was his birthday.
Dang.
We were in the high level pit at the Mandalay Bay in Vegas. So
$500,000.
Well, he was down, but he won it all back.
Right, of course.
That's crazy. And roulette being the fun game that it is, aside from betting on black and red, is the worst odds in the house.
Right. You know, yeah, it's like 1 in 36 or something.
All right, I want to go over a couple of passings here. Of course, you probably heard that Anne Heche, you know, died from that horrific car crash that she was involved in, whether she was under substance, affected by the substances that she was on or whatever. But they figured that she died from smoke inhalation because, you know, part of her body was burned in that crash as well as the house she crashed into. So with all that being said, condolences going out to her family and loved ones, too.
Yeah.
But somebody very, very special to me passed last week, a legend, both in wrestling, in judo, in mixed martial arts, because he was one of the original mixed martial artists ever. But and a friend of mine for many years, used to come to my house to play poker with me, wrote about me in my book as I wrote about him, Gene LaBelle, judo Gene LaBelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got news of that. And, you know, there's certain people that pass you just emotionally feel for. And I got very emotional over that one because this guy was a great guy.
Understood. Yeah. He was, he was a judge in the state of California. Mm-hmm. Had, you know, close ties with the whole Gokor crew. Ronda Rousey, Carl Parisian, Manvel Gamburian. And also a guy that even if you don't know Gene, you probably saw Gene in a television show or a film over the years because he was everywhere.
Everywhere. He was stuntman.
Yeah.
Right.
No. I was watching an old Married with Children the other day. It was on one of the television channels I have. And sure enough, there's Gene in the background.
Gene in the background. If you look at the old Wild Wild West, the Conrad series, I don't know if you ever watched that. It was one of my favorite shows. He was back in that. Gunsmoke. He was in everything,
man.
Everything. You know, so.
He's a legend.
He's a legend. Long live the legend. In our hearts and minds, and my sending my love, my best wishes. His wife Midge is a wonderful woman. I used to cut a rug on the dance floor with her when we were at events together. I hosted the honorarium roast for Gene LaBelle that was televised. I was the host of that back when that happened. I have a lot of great experiences with Gene, and of course, when you ever asked Gene about Steven Seagal, you know what his pat answer was?
What?
Steven Seagal was a great man and a fine no is a great it was a fine man and a great actor. That's what he would always say. But you know why people ask him about Steven Seagal? Because he choked him out on the movie set.
I remember that.
Yeah, when Steven was saying, you know, nobody could choke me out, this, that, and the other. That story's gone around. If you ask Gene about it, that's the answer you get. But Gene, in private, and I'll just keep it that way, told me exactly how the story went. So we'll just leave it at that. Gene, you're a legend. You're in my heart. You're in the clouds, and I just wish you all the best, my friend. And Midge, love you, Midge. Wish you the best, too. Okay, so Shaq's son, and not to just quickly get away from that, amazing how the genes carry over, but Shaq's son just signed it's a six-figure deal, but he signed a six-figure contract with a league called Ignite.
Okay.
A summer league contract.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. I don't know how old he is. How old is he? 22 years. Oh, he's 22 years old.
It's got to be hard, though, to fill the shoes. Not being figurative or literal, but, to step inside the game that your father, you know, is an icon for. It's got to be difficult.
But also, too, at 22, You would think that, you know, it'd be time to get into the NBA, but of course, I guess he's got to pay his dues. Do you know that during his collegiate career, he underwent open heart surgery?
Who did?
He averaged 2.6 points, and I'm reading this, 3 rebounds per game throughout his collegiate career, but he underwent open heart surgery while at UCLA, endured multiple foot injuries, including a stress factor while at LSU.
Shaq? Or his son?
No, his son. His son.
Oh, I didn't even know that his son played college ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, LSU is where Shaq is from, so obviously his son went to LSU too.
But I thought you said UCLA.
Says here, secondary contributor for UCLA, 219-20, transferred to LSU and appeared in 24 combined games for the Tigers during the two seasons he was there for.
Got it. Wow. Well, you know, cheering for this kid then, honestly,
yeah,
you know,
no, to obviously coming through all that adversity. To get to that level.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Collectible time. Prince Harry. Do you remember that
of course.
Vegas romp he had, you know,
yeah.
where they talk about it? This is crazy. The underwear that he wore that night is up for auction. It's received a $250,000 bid. Okay. It's the auction of the underwear he wore from his strip billiards game when he was there. Okay. So it's supposedly an ex stripper, dancer, whatever the proper term is, Carrie Royale, she got a hold of the undies. So it went from 16,000, right? Opening bid of 10,000, rose to 16,000 before a strip club owner from San Diego called in the bid for $250,000.
That's crazy.
Okay. Go figure. I mean, seriously, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Frame it and put it up in your dance place?
Obviously, but still, like, why would, I don't know.
I don't
money on anything else.
I don't know either. You know, we read about these paintings and stuff. I talk about them all the time. They find them in closets. They find them whatever. But there was a drug raid, okay, in Iraq, of all places.
Okay.
And in the drug raid, okay, they basically found a Picasso. The Picasso they found is worth in the area of $28 million.
Oh, my God.
Who gets that?
Seriously, wow.
Who gets
so is
that?
It stolen?
Yeah, well, I don't I let me see here. I don't know, but I guess I should know. The drug raid was linked to many crimes, including murder, theft, kidnapping, rape, gang formation, corruption, family disintegration,
Cuz that's the thing about the fine art business.
They don't know. They're trying to figure it out.
When you steal something like that, how are you going to sell it? You know what I mean?
Oh, it'll sell. Well, no, when you steal something like that, you can't sell it.
That's what I'm saying. How do you sell it when you steal? Like, what's the point of stealing it?
But again, if the I would say it goes into Iraq, whoever that, you know, they probably can confiscate it, whatever. In May, a portrait of Picasso's lover and one of his children, titled Femme Nue Couchée, meant naked woman reclining, $67.5 million.
Oh my God,
unbelievable. No, I mean, believable, but just crazy stuff.
It's unbelievable to me.
All right, Miller High Life. Are you a beer drinker?
No.
Well, Miller High Life is coming out with an ice cream bar that tastes like what's a dive bar? Have you ever heard of dive bar?
A dive bar is like kind of like a grungy bar. Like you go, it's a dive bar.
No, that I know, yeah. But they call it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's what you said. Right. So in honor of the institution that is dive bars, like you just said,
right, yeah,
they're coming out with the 100th anniversary of the ice cream bar called the Ice Cream Dive Bar.
Okay.
And it's infused with High Life beer.
Gross.
Plus a peanut swirl to reflect the peanut shells that are always found on the floor of these dive bars.
Right.
A bit of tobacco smoke flavor, as well as a caramel swirl and a sprinkle of carbonated candy and a dark chocolate dip dipped in chocolate.
No, thank
honestly,
you.
This is something I will not be eating anytime soon, if ever.
No, no one wants to eat that.
Is that enticing at all?
No. Tobacco smoke flavored? Get out of here.
So, TJ, do you take naps?
Yeah. I actually just took a nap right before we got on the air.
Okay, good. And I think naps are great. I mean, I like to meditate, but it's, you know, which still gives you the power, or get more so, in my opinion. People out there that like naps, you should definitely check into meditation. You can get a 45-minute nap or equal to like a 2-plus-hour nap in like 20, 30 minutes of meditation.
I'm just not smart enough to meditate.
Well, when you do feel like you're smart enough, you try it out. Okay, here's the funny thing. And this is not funny, actually. People that nap are regularly linked to high blood pressure and strokes. Now, doesn't that kind of go against what you think a nap is all about?
Well, now I'm starting to wonder if people need a nap or if they're just dying. Because if you're taking a nap, you'd think they'd be lowering that stuff.
People who take naps on a daily basis are 12% more likely to develop high blood pressure and 24% more likely to have a stroke compared with people who never napped.
That's alarming. Maybe I need to stop taking naps, Buff.
You're tired. You got to take a nap. But this is a study that was done.
Maybe it's tired because I'm dying.
This was a study that was done with 360,000 participants.
Wow, that's a lot.
This is no idle study.
It's a lot.
Who the heck comes up with these studies? And think about 360,000 participants. That study probably cost $500,000 or more, or million.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's an alarming number, to be honest with you.
Very alarming. All right, let's go into a little trademark law here. Mattel, Nicki Minaj, is that how you say her name, Nicki Minaj?
Yep.
Okay, so she came out, and give me your first impression on this. She came out with a product called Barbie-Q Honey Truffles.
Okay.
Spelled Barbie, B-A-R-B-I-E.
Yeah. Well, you're going to get sued for that.
Yeah, who do you think owns Barbie?
Yeah, you're getting sued for that.
Yeah, it's the Barbie trade. How can you do that and not do your homework?
No, you're getting sued for that, rightfully so.
She is getting sued. Mattel is suing her.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah, so they're suing it down. And you know what? From my knowledge, and, you know, I wish her all the luck, whatever. But, I mean, not just her, the people that were behind this, because I'm sure she signed on, whatever her situation is. Do your homework. Seriously, do your homework. Now, why would – oh, because it's barbecue. Instead of barbecue honey truffle, they made it Barbie-Q.
Right, of course. I get it. But not smart. you're infringing.
Not smart at all. Not smart at all. Totally. TJ, what's up with you these days?
I got extra rounds today with Jens Pulver, hanging out with him, former UFC champ, getting ready for the UFC coming up Saturday night. That's exciting.
That's exciting.
We need to get Jens on the show.
You know, Jens Pulver, you know, we would. People would probably enjoy talking to Jens. He was one of my favorites back in the day. God knows I announced many of his fights. In and out of the UFC. Yeah. He actually fought in one of Dan Lambert's American Top Team events down in Florida.
The AFC.
That was the event, if I remember correctly. No, I did two of them, but one of those events was when they asked me to introduce OJ Simpson and I refused. You remember that story, right?
Yeah.
I told him, you ask me again, I'm going to walk off, get another announcer. So I'm sorry if the listeners out there don't understand why I wouldn't announce him, but I don't think I really need to go into it personally. So, TJ, you know, this big thing is at Paris. This is a big show. Now, what I learned about the Paris show, which is on September 3rd, there's 15,000 to 17,000 seats sold out, TJ.
Right.
Sold out.
Yep.
There were 204,000 requests for tickets.
Wow.
Most requests ever in the world for a single UFC event, ever.
Well, this is one of the last big places to fall. You know, for a long time, they had mixed martial arts illegal in the country of France. So not surprising that it's a sought after ticket.
Very historical ticket. Very historical show. And again, we'll talk about it more before I take off. We'll have a show next week. That week, I got to leave on Tuesday, so we probably won't have a show. But Cyril Gane and Tui Tuivasa. I'm sorry if I'm giggling, but there's something about that fight. I just can't wait to see it.
Oh, fireworks, pandemonium.
Can't even wait.
It's carnage, mayhem.
Mayhem. You know, swinging for the fences, mayhem. It's going to be awesome. It'll be interesting with Cyril how he moves, the way he moves around the octagon, how Tui can cut him off and try to position him, you know, against the cage or center to, you know, throw his punches. Another big fight that night is going to be Marvin Vettori and Robert Whittaker.
Yeah.
You know, we've been waiting for this. I think this is going to be a heck of a fight.
I like it.
I like it too. Robert, please stay healthy. Please stay healthy. We'll go over more on that card, but I'm very excited about this card. I'm definitely going to be introducing the show in French. Definitely going to, you know, pay homage to the country. Yeah, I do. Listen, when have you seen me go to another country where I haven't opened up in the country's foreign language?
No, I know you always do. I'm just saying. Yeah, I just, how confident are you with your French game?
Not a problem. Studied French as a kid.
Nice.
You know,
I don't know any French.
Qu'est-ce que c'est, voulez-vous de souffler au fromage? You know, that's I can get it down. No problem.
Okay, whatever you say, Buff.
Well, actually, I've had training this last week and this week because the commercial that I'm doing for the Canadian group,
yeah,
I have to do them in English and in French.
Okay, nice.
So I got to film two commercials. There's one commercial, but each one's in a French and American version. So I've been working on my French, but my warm-up is, that gets me going.
As far as French goes, I'm really into their fries, toast, and kisses.
What, you know, how about French hamburgers? They always come with an egg.
I've never had a French hamburger.
I remember when the beginning of Pulp Fiction, when Samuel Jackson was telling John Travolta about the McDonald's burgers, you know?
Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese, all that.
Yeah.
That would be very, very cool. Very cool. Let me see one thing. I want to make sure I have this all down. By the way, the man Dan from Memory Lane wants to come back on and talk some collectibles because the sports collectibles are really just going crazy.
Sure.
Crazy. So I think we should have him back on again. That was
a while.
I enjoyed that. That was a very, very good interview.
Yeah, I liked it too.
And we talk about it. You know, we talk about it all the time, these collectibles. And have you, is your son into the baseball cards or collecting?
Not really,
stuff?
No. No, he's more into those Funko Pops.
Oh, the little figures, the pop figures?
Yeah.
Like Brandon Moreno.
Yeah.
Moreno. Yeah. You know, I have a pop figure. You want to see something funny? Did I show you the pop figure they made of me?
No.
Here, hold on.
All right. Buffer's going to go find his Funko Pop. And you're back. Well, look at that. That looks good.
You know why it looks good?
Why?
They didn't make it.
Oh, they didn't?
This was a fan in Australia that reproduced one just of me and sent it to me. This is
really?
Not
by, this so that's is not, not by an, that's not an official Funko
it's,
Pop.
No, it's not an official pop. This guy put this together and it's
wow.
Unreal.
That looks yeah. great.
I know.
Does he work there? Like, how did he put that together?
No, he's
like
just
that?
A fan. He just does this. I think he did it for a couple other people in the UFC, of which I was one. It's amazing.
That's phenomenal looking.
Yeah. I should send this to Pop and say, hey guys, I don't want to get him in any trouble. But I would love to, you know, I love these little things, these collectibles. You know, they're just so much fun. I want to get
one. So that's one of one right there.
It's one of one. That's it. You know, cracks me up.
That's awesome.
Thank you, fans. God, your UFC fans are the greatest fans in the world. My God, you're so amazing. So can't wait to see what it's going to be like in Salt Lake City. That arena is going to be sold out.
Yeah. Fun time. I wish I was there, Buff. I won't be there.
Yep. Yep. Lamar Odom is back in the news. He's getting veneers, $80,000 worth of veneers he's putting in his mouth.
How does that even work?
$80,000.
It don't cost that much.
Let me just see one thing here. Veneers are usually, they're around $2,500 each. So
yeah.
$80,000 divided by $2,500. He's getting all 32 teeth done. Isn't there 32 teeth in the mouth?
There is, yeah.
I just did $2,500 and $80,000 comes out to 32.
That just seems ridiculous. I mean, the back ones can't even be seen.
Usually, when they do veneers, they usually do the, 22 teeth he's getting done. So he's getting charged a lot. Oh, okay. He's going to a Beverly Hills doctor. No wonder.
Right.
But they usually do like the first four up here. Because mm-hmm. when you see people smile, you can see their other teeth, or they'll do like six. So,
yeah.
Boy, that guy's been in the news for so many different things, but at least this one's a little more positive than what I've seen before.
Is it?
I don't know. It's positive for the dentist that's getting the $80,000
right?
gig.
Yeah.
You know, one time, show you, listen, doctors practice, okay? They're not gods, all right?
Right.
I have such respect for doctors and dentists and all this, tremendous respect. But I'll tell you a little story. My mom, when she was, she's 90, going to be 94 in September.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was like 75 to 80, right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to take her in and got her teeth checked and something had to be done, you know, one of her teeth. So our dentist sent her to another specialist. The guy wanted to put implants, multiple implants in her mouth. Would have taken 6 months. Put her through God knows how much trauma and pain.
Yeah.
Wanted $65,000+.
Oh my God.
For that job. I took her to another dentist who said, you don't need to do that. Just bring her in and I'll clean her teeth every 3 months. Right?
Right.
Or at least 2 to 4 times a year. She doesn't need this work.
Yeah.
That's called getting upsold. It was like going in to get your car done and they're telling you suddenly need brake pads and you need this and you need that. Right?
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Be careful. You go to a doctor. Yes, you got to take their advice and everything, but there's no harm in getting a second opinion. You imagine that, TJ? It's not just the fact that it would have cost a ridiculous amount of money. It's the fact that you would have put an 80-year-old woman through the pain and trauma, which could possibly kill her.
Kill her. Yeah, 100%. Okay? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Everybody's trying to make an extra buck, Buff.
Everybody's out for the buck, TJ. Don't kid yourself. It happens all the time. God almighty. Between these phishing scams, I mean, every day I'm getting an email. I'm getting a sometimes.
Oh, yeah, and you got to be careful with those. Those message. Look more and more legit every day.
Yesterday, somebody sent me. They said, this is your bill for $19,000. They had their phone number there on their website. Okay, call the phone number. Doesn't work. Looked at the website. Doesn't exist.
Right. Just hoping maybe you'll just pay it.
You know what? You know how many people do just pay it?
A lot.
They send out 10,000.
A lot.
And 5 pay. Yeah, a lot. They can buy those things anywhere. Getting back to the Trump situation, you know, the ex-Vice President Pence is considering testifying before the Jan 6 journal, you know, panel, rather, you know, if they ask him. What a situation our country is in right now.
Yep.
Crazy.
All right, TJ, I never thought it'd be this crazy, Buff, ever.
What was that?
I never thought it'd be this crazy.
I never did either. I never pretend to see everything because I'm always willing to learn something new. But I mean, this is just crazy. We'll leave it at that. But let's also think positive and realize how beautiful a world we live in and take advantage and be happy that we're on this earth every day that we are. That's all I can say.
Yes, sir.
TJ, let the audience know what's up. It's time for me to go. I got to get on set and finish filming this commercial.
Yep. Well, like I said, today is, what day is it today? Is it Thursday?
Thursday.
It's Thursday today. So yesterday, as people hear this, I did extra rounds with Jens Pulver previewing the UFC 278 card. And then immediately following UFC 278, I'll be back live on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page to break down all the action that sees Kamaru Usman defend his welterweight title against Leon Edwards. So hopefully people will check that out. It's available on the UFC Fight Pass Facebook page or available anytime over on UFC Fight Pass.
Exciting stuff. And one last note for me to the audience out there. You know, I love film. I saw the Elvis movie.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'll take a really look good. At it. I'll look,
really
I'll look
good.
At it.
Really good. With some surprising information in it. Highly recommended. If you're an Elvis fan, I recommend it. If you're not, I just recommend it as a fine film. Definitely. And on Netflix, Ryan Gosling's The Gray Man.
Okay.
It's John Wick on steroids. I know that sounds crazy because John Wick is everything on steroids.
Right.
And speaking of John Wick 4 is coming out, and I can't wait to see it. So, love those movies.
Well, there
I
you
like
go.
When the I like when bad guys get their just due. That's what I used to love about Liam Neeson's Taken.
Oh
films.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, you wanted these guys to get it so bad,
and they got it. Just,
They got it. Most definitely. All right, TJ, let me go play a little Hollywood here for the day, and then leave tomorrow and play a lot of UFC for the weekend, and then we'll be back next week. And I want everybody out there to enjoy themselves. TJ, have a great week. I will see you from the Octagon yourself while you're doing your round show. I'll see the audience and our fans from the Octagon on Saturday. Don't miss this show, everybody. This is a heck of a pay-per-view. It's going to be awesome. All right, set your goals. Write them down to be the best you can be. So when you step on that yellow brick road path of life, you are performing at your best. Whether you're the champion, number one, number 10, whatever. As long as you're performing at your best and you're proud of yourself and happy with yourself, then you're winning. That's what we're all about in It's Time Radio. I'll talk to you next week. Buffer out. Have a great weekend. See you from the Octagon. All the other good things to go with it. Big cheers. Bye-bye.